This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sean, join Donnie Football at Dino's on Thursday.
Wow.
From 6 to 10 to kick off the start of training camp. How about that? Cool off with an ice-cold Miller Lite and listen to Donnie's takes on the first day of camp. That will be at Dino's on Thursday.
Dino's in Latrobe.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Dino's in where? Westmoreland County?
Greensburg.
Greensburg is gone. And that was Donnie's neck of the woods. That was his hometown Dino's.
Yeah, Greensburg Salem alum, but he's beloved in Latrobe as well.
Very unfortunate for Dino's, but the Latrobe one is still there. The watering hole for many will still be available. So you can check out Donnie. That's on Thursday from 6 to 10 o'clock. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. It is the Sean segment. It might be the most dull name ever given to a segment in radio history.
Well, just wait till the actual segment happens. It'll be even more dull.
And it happens now. Sean, the floor is all yours.
So you know none of these topics, which is good. I like to get your natural response to them. I have potentially a half dozen. I don't know that we're going to get to that many. But I want to start in Major League Baseball. And I'm guessing you saw the clip of Ronald Acuna's throw.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
It looked like Dave Parker in the All-Star game. It looked like the throw Clemente made years ago that was just an absolute rocket.
I get so many notifications because, you know, whether it's ESPN or the MLB app, of all these, oh, you got to see this great play. And I'm not disparaging some of the plays, but it's like, all right, I didn't really need to see that. There was nothing that breathtaking. So when I saw you got to see this throw by Ronald Acuna, I didn't really believe it was as good as what it was hyped up to be. And then I saw it. And it was actually underselling it. It was truly one of the best throws that I've seen, in part because he did not come running behind the ball to get momentum. He did it from a standstill. He kind of did a pirouette, which was pretty cool. It was unbelievable. So where does this rank all time amongst the best throws you've seen? And I know you're younger, but you also have an appreciation for some history. To me, it's got to probably be top five. Not that I've seen every great throw in MLB history, but I think of the Jose Guillen one in Colorado for the Buccos. Some people were saying Cruz earlier this season to get J.P. Crawford in Seattle.
That was a great throw.
I think this one was pretty clearly better from Acuna. And of course, Clemente. Pittsburgh fans have been kind of spoiled with some great right fielders with incredible arms. But one of the better throws that I have seen in my lifetime watching baseball was Ronald Acuna's.
The Clemente throw from like close to the warning track on like a short hop to the plate. And I think it was like, the 60s. Unbelievable throw. I think about Dave Parker's throw in the All-Star game, how he won the MVP, gunning a guy out. Wasn't it one guy at third and one guy at the plate? Parker, the All-Star game.
I think that might be right.
That's incredible. You know what's not on that list?
What's that?
1992 in Atlanta.
Ah, Barry.
That would not make the list.
Do you remember the...
That would make one of the worst lists if we're considering throws out at the plate.
That wasn't great. There was one a few years ago when the A's were actually in Oakland at the time. Ramon Laureano, I think, caught one in deep center field and threw a guy out going back to first.
Wasn't that, game was also, in Kansas City?
Might have been. That was also spectacular. But to me, this throw, it might be the play of the year in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, because he was deep in right field, close to the corner. He wasn't on the track or anything, but to deliver the strike that he did to third base, pretty much on the fly. Wasn't it just a short one-hopper?
No, there was no hops.
It was all on the fly?
Yes, and it was not only was it on the fly, it led the third baseman's glove
like right
into
the
runner.
Yes.
And that was similar about the Cruz throw to home. I think, was it Davis or, I don't know if it was Davis or Bart, right into the tag of J.P. Crawford.
It was
almost identical
yeah.
in the way that it happened.
And you could not have put it any better. So just the pure athleticism on display. It makes me wonder if we do have some recency bias towards it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's top 10. Incredible throw.
If you haven't seen it yet, you have to check it out.
I also think that what it means in the moment also matters. Like, Atlanta's not good. It wasn't Parker in the All-Star game, stuff like that. Like, how much magnitude does the play have? So that might drop it down a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Another one, Ichiro, his first week in the majors, put everyone on notice with a throw in Oakland.
Yes.
That one's well-remembered as well. All right, next topic, going to go outside of baseball to the WNBA. All-Star game took place over the weekend. I did not watch it. I know that there was a lot
either.
Of buzz that was kind of negated with Caitlin Clark in her adopted hometown, unavailable to play. She was a captain, so she picked her team.
But she's been the one that has really grown the WNBA
yes.
to a point of significant conversation.
Well, that's going to lead into this topic. Did you see the shirts that the players were wearing, their warm-up attire?
I did, and I figured you were going to mention this.
Pay us what you owe us, is what the shirt said. I believe all the players wore it. Certainly a bevy of them wore it, if not all. So this starts a conversation. I don't think there's any doubt that this is the high point in the history of the WNBA for its popularity. It
yes,
is a
no
conversation
doubt.
Topic that probably the last 3 years outweighs the prior 20-plus years combined.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
However, the league, for the vast majority, and maybe even still now, is a revenue loser.
So the WNBA last year lost $40 million.
And I would imagine that's much better than what it had been doing a half decade ago, even.
Yeah, when Caitlin Clark is getting them a new TV deal and different transportation. They're not flying commercial anymore. They're flying private now. It's a better situation now because Caitlin Clark has significantly elevated the sport, being the Michael Jordan of women's basketball.
So the question is, pay us what you owe us. What is a reasonable expectation for these players? Because when the league is losing money,
yeah,
how much can they realistically deserve?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
The ratings went down in the entirety of the NBA, the WNBA, when Caitlin Clark was hurt. Fox,
and she still is. I think she's had four separate injuries this season, I believe.
Yes. Well, because the referees in the WNBA are doing an awful job of policing the defense. They treat the WNBA in the regular season like it's the playoffs. And yeah, they have a short regular season, but Caitlin Clark is getting knocked around and pushed around to the point where Sophie Cunningham, her teammate, has to basically shove the opponents to get off of Caitlin Clark. Like, I get it. It's a physical league. People like that. They would like it better in the playoffs, and they would like it better. This is what I don't understand from the WNBA. Wouldn't it be better if your star wasn't getting beaten up and unavailable? Don't you want to protect your asset? Protect your big-time star?
The NFL learned this with quarterbacks.
Like the NFL protects Patrick Mahomes. You would touch Tom Brady. If you breathed wrong on Tom Brady, they would throw a flag. The WNBA should do, like LeBron, we complain all the time about how LeBron gets all these calls. SGA, you can like, a feather could fall on SGA in the playoffs and they would have called a foul. They need to protect Caitlin Clark better than they're doing. What are they worth? What are the players worth? I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is it's significantly a lot more when Caitlin Clark is playing, and they should be more appreciative of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I mean, I'm not the biggest Angel Reese supporter at all, but she is also, with this villain arc with Caitlin Clark, helped to grow in the league.
I think they've, much like Major League Baseball, their next labor negotiation is going to be very public. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. No doubt the league's headed in the right direction, but it would be hard to really ask for a major increase in salary at this point with the league still not being a moneymaker.
Other texters are pointing out that
Bo Jackson
throwing out Harold Baines is absolutely incredible. Next.
Well, we'll get back to baseball. So I don't know if you saw this or not. A former Pirate recently had a pretty cool accomplishment in AAA. 10 strikeouts for 45-year-old Rich Hill.
Back in AAA.
One.
What organization is he in now? The Red Sox?
It could be the Royals. We'll have to check. Are you surprised that he is still giving it a go at 45 in the minor leagues? And how impressive is it that he's able to do this, albeit at a AAA level, with 10 strikeouts?
Yeah, that's surprising because he reinvented himself basically to be a pitcher that doesn't strike anybody out but gets a lot of weak contact. And I guess he's just doing it for the love of the game. Like, Rich Hill has made his money. He has played 20-plus years. He really, at this point, I guess, is just... He signed a minor league deal with the intention of getting back to the majors and then probably get traded to a contender, whether that be in the bullpen or to be a fifth starter.
Will he make it back to the majors?
I don't think so. Well, maybe in September he will, but he's never going to get back to the point of... He's not going to get traded to a contender wherever he is. So I think that this is probably it for Rich Hill. And he will ride off into the sunset. But some people just can't get enough of baseball. Like, last year, he played for the Red Sox. This year, like, he's a career 90-74 record. His first season was in 2005 with the Chicago White Sox. He has not made the majors this year.
He was with the Cubs, I think, right? He came up with the White Sox?
He was with the Cubs to start, yes.
Yeah.
Then he played for the White Sox in... Never.
He's an immaculate grid answer, right? I mean, he's played for so many darn teams.
He's played 6 years for the Red Sox, 4 for the Dodgers, 4 for the Cubs, 1 year in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Tampa, Baltimore, the Yankees, Oakland, the Mets, San Diego, Minnesota, and the Angels.
Well, there's at least a half dozen teams or so that he can check off that list.
Richel plays for more teams than we change our socks.
You ready for the next topic?
Next.
So, I guess this was maybe last week or perhaps over the weekend, there was a pickup hockey game or maybe a beer league hockey game, pretty low-level stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a nice little surprise for those guys. Two people decided to join in on the fun.
Was Jágr one of them?
No, although I'm sure he is still playing hockey on a regular basis. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
I don't think I saw this.
Who decided to jump in on this, whether it be pickup or beer league hockey, whatever. Could you imagine being those guys... And then you see McDavid and Draisaitl come out to play in your game. Could you imagine being a goalie?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.